Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. In some Mishnahs, this is until the middle of 4-4. We have Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who there's not that much known about him, the truth is, but he is mentioned in a lot of Mishnahs. He was a colleague of Rav Elazar Chisma and a student with Elazar Chisma of Rabbi Yochanan ben Hanania. In any case, so he is talking here a very brief Mishnah which says, Kol machal shem shemaim beseiser nefran mimenu begalui. Anyone who desecrates the name of heaven privately will be, he'll face the consequences publicly. Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid b'chil Hashem. And there's no difference drawn regarding the transgression of chil Hashem, desecrating the name of heaven, whether one does it b'shogeg, accidentally, or b'mezid intentionally. So this Mishnah is really saying two unique features of the transgression, the veir of chil Hashem. One is that unlike usually where we have mita keneged mita, there's like the way that the retribution works, it's a measure for measure. Here we're saying even if you acted privately, it's public. And second of all, usually we differentiate between shogeg and mezid. If a person intentionally breaks Shabbos, it's totally different than if he does it on accident. But when it comes to chil Hashem, not. So we have to explain sort of why, what is chil Hashem? In short, and why is it treated so severely? So first, just the words. The word Chil Hashem, desecration of the name, the name is not referring to the same Hashem we talk about as a substitute for the word God. That is referring to when we say we call God Hashem, we mean referring to the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the name which can't be pronounced. Here we're saying Chil Hashem means the way in which people relate to God, which is what a name is. In other words, Hashem is what he is. He's unchanging. He is what he is, whether or not anybody thinks about him. But the way people think about him, that's referred to as his name. The same way people call you by different names depending on your relationship. You could be an uncle to somebody or a brother to somebody or a son or a friend. So too, Hashem could be related to in different ways by different people. So here, that's what the shem is, the way in which Hashem is related to down here. Now, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the aver of Chil Hashem are kind of two sides of the same coin. They're two separate mitzvahs of the 613, but they come really from the same pasuk, the same verse. On the one hand, you have to be, Hashem says, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Hashem will be sanctified within the midst of the Jewish people. And also it says there's a prohibition of being machal shem shemaim, of desecrating Hashem's name. So let's just understand what both of those things are, because one sort of informs on the other. So Kiddush, Kedusha, means to be hooked up to the beyond upstairs, if you will. So that's why we say, Asher Kiddishanu b'mitzvosa, Hashem was mekadesh us, sanctified us with his mitzvahs. It means that through the mitzvahs, we have a connection to the beyond, to him up there. That's what when something has kedusha, when something you're mekadesh something, it means it's hooked up to the beyond. Whereas chilul means a removal of that connection from the beyond. So the word, the actual technical term, if you would have, let's say, coins that would be from Meister Sheni that are invested with sanctity and you want to deconsecrate them, that's called chilul, deconsecration. You remove the sanctity. But the point is, there's a word for a Chalal, chet lamed lamed chalal, the noun is like a vacuum, like the vacuum of space, emptied out. Right? You have a person can be a chalal, he's emptied out of his Kohen status, if you're talking about the child of a Kohen who did a certain kind of private relationship. The child's called a chalal. So, emptied out. So the word of chil Hashem means you're emptying out Hashem's presence from the world, the opposite of kiddush. Kiddush is taking this world and like hooking it up to Hashem, and chil is sort of emptying out that connection, to scraping away that connection, disconnecting. So the central mission statement to the Jewish people, the purpose for which our nation exists, is Kiddush Hashem. Everything else is a detail. In other words, as a private person, you're meant to be certain things. Those are the Shesh Mitzvot of Tamidus. You're supposed to be someone who lives with love of Hashem and fear of Hashem and so on. But in terms of what you're meant to do, so you have 613 private mitzvahs, okay, but as Beis Yisrael, as the collective Jewish people, we have a specific mission. And our mission is Kiddush Hashem. That's why the Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's very in the very beginning, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the foundations of the Torah, in the very beginning of the fifth parak, after he basically establishes, like, you know, who is Hashem and how he relates to the world through the angels and the physical universe and how to relate to Hashem, the first thing he says is, Kol Beis Yisrael, the whole Jewish people collectively were commanded the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and prohibited, you know, forsworn against doing Chilul Hashem. That's what we're here to do. So if a person does Kiddush Hashem, he's sort of fulfilling the ultimate mission of the Jewish people, and much more relevantly to our Mishnah, a person who is Mechalel Shem Shemayim, who does a Chilul Hashem, who makes people take Hashem less seriously, by the way, you know, the Shem, the way people relate to Hashem is that he, Hashem really isn't here and really doesn't matter, that's Rahman al-Islam, that is Chilul Hashem, and that's as bad as it gets. In fact, the Gemara says black and white, the Yerushalmi says black and white, that the worst mitzvah, the single worst mitzvah that there is Chilul Hashem. That's a Yerushalmi Nedarim 3:9. And the Rabban Hilchos Shavuos actually in the 12th parak actually also says that Chilul Hashem is the worst of the mitzvahs. And in fact, its flip side is actually the most important Kiddush Hashem of the mitzvahs. In fact, if you'll ask yourself, I'll ask you, how many mitzvahs are there for which a person is meant to give his life? So you're probably thinking three. That's incorrect. There's only one, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, or if you call it two, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the mitzvah of Chilul Hashem, right? The parameters of when you're supposed to give your life and when not are all halachas in Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. They have nothing to do with Shvichas Damim on Gilui Raos or Avodah Zarah. Those are just details, and I can't get into it right now. It's on our topic, but sometimes you're anyways meant to give your life for the sake of not eating a cheeseburger in certain scenarios. Okay, I'm not getting into it now, but it's not a rule in the crime. It's a rule in the mitzvah of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, because that tells you that while the whole purpose of the whole framework of the Torah is for a person to v'chai behem, to live and attain the eternal relationship with Hashem, that's what we're here to do, develop a relationship with Hashem and forge that, which will be like our portion in Olam HaBa forever. That's true, but something's even more important than that, which is Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, which is why sometimes a person is meant to give up his life rather than transgress certain things. Okay, but that's a din in Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. So here we're saying that Chilul Hashem is the worst. And we'll have to just define it a little bit further before I can sort of ask the question and explain the Mishnah a little more, which is, so what constitutes an act of Chilul Hashem? What defines the, I define the terms Chilul and Shem. What does it mean to do Chilul Hashem? So I'm saying it's to make people take Hashem less seriously, that Hashem is less present and active and relevant in the world, in their own mind, in the mind of another, okay? Which would then lead us to ask the question, well, wait a second, in our Mishnah, we're talking about someone who's doing a Chilul Hashem b'seiser, privately, no one's seeing him. So how is he affecting the minds of other people if there's no one there to see him? Okay, so now the answer to this question is very important because people misunderstand what Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem is. People think you do a Kiddush Hashem when people looking on, watching you, say, oh, look at those nice Jews. A lot of times people think it's only for non-Jews looking at Jews. But that's not the case at all. A Chilul Hashem and a Kiddush Hashem has nothing to do with necessarily with who's looking at all. I'll show you the Ram Pasud Lahalacha. This is again in Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah. In the fifth parak, so it's Hilchos Torah chapter 5, and he says it in Halacha Yud 5:10. He says as follows: Kol ha'over midaato, anyone who does an avera below ones, no one forced him. Alach has machol mitzvahs amoris b'Torah, on any Torah, b'shat b'nefesh lahachas. He's doing it just because he doesn't give a hoot about Hashem. In fact, he says, Hashem, you can, I'm not interested in your mitzvahs at all. So harezim mechales Hashem, that's a Chilul Hashem. Because why? It's in his own head, even. In other words, the way people relate to Hashem is being diminished because he alone is enough. The Chilul Hashem is the way he relates to Hashem. He says, you see, I could do averas and I can't. Hashem doesn't do anything. No lightning bolts strike me. Nothing happens. Hashem doesn't care. Maybe Hashem isn't real, whatever it is, God forbid. So that is Chilul Hashem in his own head. And similarly, the Rambam goes on to say a little later in the same halacha, and there in 5:10, he says, v'chein, so too, kol ha'poresh me'avera, anyone who avoids doing an avera, o asa mitzvah, or he does a positive mitzvah, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not because of any external factor, nothing is pushing him to do that. Lo pachad, lo yira, lo levakech kavod, He's not in it because he doesn't want to, avoid getting punished, or he doesn't look bad, or he wants people to think he's a good guy. El mipnei habore. The only thing that motivates him, you're not talking about love or fear here. Hashem exists, and Hashem said, do this or don't do this. And if Hashem says it, I'm going to do it. So, that is, I'm skipping some words, harezim mekadesh es Hashem. That is a kiddush Hashem. The idea is, even in his own mind, he's taking Hashem seriously. Hashem said, and I'm doing, that reinforces Hashem's presence. That's mekadesh shem shamayim. It makes this world be more hooked up to God awareness, even in his own head. And that's called the kiddush Hashem, even though nobody is looking. And that's the point here. So our mission here is saying that kiddush and nechilah Hashem are so severe that their treatment is differently. In terms of the chil part of it, the negative part of it, we're saying, even if a person does something totally privately, no one looks, so then Hashem will punish him, very possibly in public, to bring out that people should know exactly what he did. It depends. The technicalities will be on the scope of how Hashem has to figure out his calculations based on multi-factors. But the point is, although normally a person would get midakid and gemidah, not the case when it comes to chil Hashem. And same goes that it doesn't matter whether he intended to do a chil Hashem or not. It doesn't matter. If the effect is the effect, so then the consequence of the consequences, it doesn't matter, unlike other things. In fact, I'll read you the end of the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says he's going through what's called the Arba Gidrich Kapara, the four levels of crimes and how they are atoned for. The last, the worst avera is chil Hashem. So he says, he ends up saying that if you do a really bad avera, the worst kinds that carry death penalties and karas, so then you need to do tshuva, and then the tshuva is tole, it's suspended until Yom Kippur. Even after Yom Kippur, you still need to have yisurin, other kinds of suffering. But he says, b'medavar morim, when is that true? B'shelo chil es Hashem, if there is no element of chil Hashem involved, b'shasha avar, at the time one did his avera, big or small, whatever it was. Aval machal es Hashem, if one did do a chil Hashem, afopi sha'asa tshuva v'yigi yom kippurim, v'hu omed b'tshuvaso, bo alav yisurin. Even if a person did everything he could, tshuva, Yom Kippur, you suffer the yisurim, even so, shlosh tam tolim, they still hang in suspense, and he remains sort of with the impact, the damage this of what the chil Hashem does, umisa mechaperes. He won't be fully atoned until he actually dies. Because so long as he's walking on planet Earth, he is a living reminder of that act of chil Hashem. Okay? And therefore, if he dies and he has done those previous steps, of course, then he doesn't have further punishment in Olam Haba, but he won't be fully mechupar, fully cleansed, until the very end. It can't happen. Because again, chil Hashem is the single worst avera, and again, as the Mishnah says, echad shoguv echad meiz. It doesn't matter if you did it on purpose or accident, and therefore you better be careful to not do chil Hashem, God forbid, when it comes to chil Hashem.